Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet of More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about Brandon Lee, so let's get started. Brandon Bruce Lee was born on February 1st, 1965. Lee was the son of martial artist and film star Bruce Lee, who sadly died when Brandon was just 8 years old. Lee, who followed in his father's footsteps to become an actor as well. Lee returned to Los Angeles in 1985 and worked as a script reader during this period. He was approached by a casting director, Lin Stalmaster, and successfully auditioned for his first credited acting role in The Kung Fu Movie, which was a feature-length television movie that was a follow-up from the 1970s television series Kung Fu, with David Carradine returning as the lead. Kung Fu the movie was aired on ABC on the 1st of February 1986. Lee said that he felt there was just some justice for the cast in this role in his feature, since his TV show's pilot has been convinced for his father. That year saw the release of Ronnie Yu's Hong Kong action crime thriller Legacy of Rage. This was Lee's first leading role film. Yu said that Lee did not get along during the shooting. In the film, Lee plays a young man blamed for a crime that he did not commit. It was the only film Lee made in Hong Kong and in Cantonese. Lee was nominated for a Hong Kong Film Award for the best performer in this role. The film was a critical success, and in 1987, Cannes Film Festival was a commercial success in Japan. In 1988, Lee had a role in What's in a Name, an episode of the American television series Ahara, starring Pat Morita. He portrayed the main villain, the son of Yakuza. In April of 1991, Lee was in Universal Pictures' list of contenders to play his father in the biopic Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. He turned down the role because he said he'd find it awkward to play his father and too strained to approach the romance between his parents. On the 23rd of August 1991, Mark L. Lester's Shodan in the Tokyo premiered, which was Warner Bros. Produced and distributed. Lee starred opposite Do Ladron in Buddy Cop action film. Lee secured his role on October 13th, 1990 to make his American feature debut. Lee's next film was 20th Century Fox's Rapid Fire, which premiered on August 22nd, 1992, and was directed by Dwight H. Little. Lee plays a student named Jake Lowe, who witnessed a murder and is put to a witness protection program. The film came out when the producer Robert Lawrence started working with Lee and noticed his potential to be an action leading man in Hollywood after screening Lee's earlier project with Legacy of Rage. In the fall, while publicly doing Rapid Fire, Lee landed the lead role in Alex Pure's The Crow, an adaptation of a comic book by the same name. It tells the story of Eric Draven, a rock musician raised from the dead by a supernatural crow, to avenge his own death as well as the murder of his fiancée by a dangerous gang in his city. On March 31st, 1993, while filming The Crow, unfortunately, Lee died from a wound on set caused by a firearm malfunction. The lead tip of a bullet from a previous scene had stayed in the barrel of a handgun and ruptured a major blood vessel when a blank was shot at Lee. After Lee's death in 1993, his fiancée Elsa Hutton and his mother supported director Perot's decision to complete The Crow. At the time of Lee's death, only 8 days were left before the completion of the movie. A majority of the film had already been completed with Lee, and he was only required to shoot scenes for 3 more days to complete the film. Stunt doubles and special effects were used to give them Lee's face. In 1994, The Crow opened at number 1 in the United States in 1,573 theatres, grossing $11.7 million, overrating $7,485 per theatre. The film is dedicated to him and his fiancée, Eliza Hutton. So that's about it for Brandon Lee. So now you know about him. So I'm sad that he didn't live as long as he did, because his life was unfortunately cut short due to his death recording The Crow. But his legacy will still live on, and he'll always forever be the best Crow in the Crow franchise. So next time I'm talking about John Lennon. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care.